Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masecht des Einigen, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. If someone says, the value of this chefetz, I want to donate to Hegdish. Okay, we have to figure out how much that article is worth, and that's the amount of money he has to give to Hegdish. A person could even say, the value of that person I want to donate to Hegdish, or whatever my value is, I want to donate to Hegdish, domei alai. Okay, so whatever you're worth, you have to donate to Hegdish. How do we figure out how much you're worth? That we'll soon see. There's no end to how much a person is worth. But we mean to say in terms of Hilchas Nedarim, how much a person would have to give. Then there's something called Erechin, which I'm sure you remember. And that's if a person uses this Lashon, Erech Ploini Alai, the Erech of so-and-so upon me, or Erechi Alai, my Erech upon myself. So over here, it has nothing to do with the actual value of the person. Doesn't make a difference if he's strong or weak, handsome or lack of such. But the Torah gave us a chart, a scale. Basically, the Torah says as follows. For a male, mi ben chodesh ad ben chamishanim, from when he's 30 days old until he's 5 years old, 5 shkolim. From 5 until 20, 20 shkolim. If this person is between 20 and 60, he would have to give 50 shkalim. And from 60 and on, 15 shkalim. For a nekeva, it's somewhat less. From 30 days and on until 5 years old, 3 shkalim. From 5 until 20, 10 shkalim. From 20 until 60, 30 shkalim. And from 60 and on, 10 shkalim. Maybe you remember what Rashi says. As the person gets older, the Zohar goes down much more in value than the Nekeva does. Because an old man in the house, what's his value? Now, if he's a Yid that learns Torah, as he gets older, he retires, he goes to Beis Medrash, he sits and learns. But the way these halachas work is in terms of the world, how the world looks at it. An old woman in the house, she cooks, she takes care of the house, she takes care of the kitchen. The old man doesn't have as much value in terms of what he can do around the house. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, Zichrono Livracha, once told someone when he started to work, he said, every night you should be kovei yitum l'tayra, so that in 20 years from now, 30 years from now, when you retire, you should be able to sit and learn, because then you'll have a life. If not, you never learned, you're going to retire, who are you? Your wife will still cook and do things. What are you going to do? Okay, so Zak the Mishnah. Hakol Marichim. Anyone could make this statement, give the Erech of a person to Hegdish, and he has to give according to the scale that we just mentioned. What does this come to include? Zak the Batanura. Someone who's 13 years old, 13 and a day, even though he doesn't have other simanim of being a gadol, that's called a mufla samach le'ish. If he says Erki alai, or he says, the Erech of so-and-so upon me, he has to give it. So Hakol Marichin. Everyone can do this. They can say Erki Alai. As well as V'nerochin. Everyone can become the subject of the Erechin. On anyone, if you say on that person, the Erech of him, you have to give it. And that comes to include even a Menuvel or Mukashchin. Menuvel means whatever reason he's physically very ugly or full of terrible blisters. Where if you wanted to sell him on the marketplace, his value would be nothing. No one's going to buy him. Well, that's the difference between Erechin and Damim. If you said the value of that person to Hegdish, he may not have any value. But if you said Erechin, it goes according to the scale of the Torah. I want to remind you of something we've discussed earlier. Whenever you have a mem, the letter mem, the ois mem, at the beginning of a word, and it's not part of the shayrish, it usually means you're doing something to someone else. You're projecting. Malvas, the one who lends. Mishaleach, the one who sends. Makna, the one who sells. Mekadesh, the one who's Mekadesh, a lady, to get married. Hakol Marichin means you're doing the Erichin of someone else. A nun at the beginning of the word, when the nun is not part of the Shavish, means to receive. Vinerachin means you did the Erichin on him. Vaitra says the Mishnah, the Noidrim, anyone can give a neder to give money to Hegdish. And they would then have to give it according to the value of that person, unlike Erichin, which goes according to the scale in the Torah. So if I said, Dmei Ploini Alai, the value of so-and-so upon me, whatever his value is to be sold in the marketplace, that doesn't mean that's his real value again. There's no end to the real value of a person. But the halach in terms of money is how much you would get for him if you sold him as a slave in the marketplace. Vayitra says the Mishnah Vinidar, anyone that has value becomes the subject of the nether. On anyone that has value, if you say on him, his value I'm going to give to Hegdish, or you say on yourself, my value I'm going to give to Hegdish, then you have to give the value, the amount that you would get technically if this person was sold, or if he says upon himself if he was sold on the marketplace. The Chiddush over here is explains about Tanura, even if you would say it on a baby less than a month old, the value of that baby to Hegdish, you would have to give something. On the other hand, by Erichin, we said before, there's no Erichin less than 30 days. Weiter sagt the Mishnah, these four things, that I could say the Erich on so-and-so, or on myself, or someone could say the Erich of me. I can be the subject of Erichin, or I can say the value of so-and-so goes to Hegdish, or someone can say that on the person, the value of him goes to Hegdish, that anyone can be either the Marach, the Nerach, the Noider, or the Nidarin, meaning to say if someone says on him, Demei Ploini Alai, he has to give it. This applies to Kehanim, Levim, Yisraelim, Noshim, and Avadim, to Kehanim, to Levim, to Yisraelim, to women, and to slaves, including an Eved Kenani. The Chiddush is the Kehanim. Because I would think, being that the Pasuk says, that if a man can't afford to pay the Erichin, he has to stand before the Kohen. We'll soon see what happens then, what we do for him. Kohen's going to figure out how much he could afford. So maybe Erichin only applies to Yisrael, who could possibly stand before the Kohen and say, what should I do? I can't afford what I promised. I can't afford the Erichin. But it's only Yisrael who could stand before a Kohen and say, what should I do? I can't afford it. We don't have a Kohen standing in front of a Kohen saying that. So maybe if that part of Hilchas Erichin doesn't apply to a Kohen, you don't have a Kohen standing in front of a Kohen saying, what can I do? I'm poor, I can't pay it. Maybe Bechlal there shouldn't be any Erichin by a Kohen. So the Chiddush is no, there is Erichin by a Kohen. A Kohen can say to someone, the Erich of so-and-so upon me, and he has to pay it, and you can say on the Kohen, his Erichin I give to Hegdish. So therefore the Mishnah is to tell me, the Chiddush, Kohanim, have the regular halachis of Erichin, whether they're the ones who say the Erich of someone upon them, or you say on a Kohen the Erich of him upon me. So once we say Kohanim, it says already Levim and Yisrael. A woman can also say Erki Alai, but she would have to pay only when, says the Batanura, if she, Rechmanas on, loses her husband or she gets divorced. And an Eved who says it will pay when he's freed. Otherwise, the woman is under the reshus of her husband, and the Eved under the Rishos of his Adon. Zakhtan Ish Levaiter, Tumtum. This is a person where it's not recognizable whether he's a Zachar or a Nekeva. Or Andereugen, as he's also a Suffolk Zachar or a Nekeva. So here, Noidrim, they could say the value of someone upon myself, and they would have to give it. Vinidarim. If you say on them the value of this person, this Tumtum or Andereugen, I give to Hegdish, you would have to give it. Umarichen. And they could say the Erech of so-and-so upon themselves. The one thing they cannot do is, Sakta Mishnah, in regard to these people, Avaloi Nerochin. If I say the Erech of a Tumtum or an Andereugen is upon me, I'm totally potter. Why? She'enai Nerach, and again, there's a nun at the beginning of the word, that means he's the subject of the Erechin. I'm saying on him the Erech of that person, not that he's doing it. She'enai Nerach, who could become a Nerach, El a Zachar Vada, he has to be for sure a Zachar, or Nekeva Vadaras, or for sure a Nekeva. We just said the Torah gives us a whole scale of what you have to pay for Erichin. The Torah says that's the Erich of the Zachar, that's the Erich of the Nekeva. So because it says Ha Zachar, we learn from here, but only someone who's for sure a Zachar. So again, the Tumtum and Andereugen can do three out of the four things. They can say the value of so and so upon me, you can say upon them their value to Hegdish. The Tumtum and the Andereugen could say about someone else, they could be Marach, his Erichin upon me, The one thing that's missing out of the four is you can't say on a tumtum nadiraginis. Dir erich de hegdish. Again, says the Mishnah, she'en a nerach, who could become the subject of erichin, el a zacher vaday unakeva vados. Yes, we for sure a zacher, sure unakeva, not the tumtum nadiraginis that are a suffix. Says the Mishnah, weiter cheresh shaita v'katan, a deaf mute, a shaita, one who doesn't have das or a katan, a minor, nidarin. Again, the nun at the beginning of the word means not that they're doing anything. They're the subject of neder. If I say on the cheresh shaita and the katan, his value to hegdish, I have to give it. V'ne'erachin, and if I say their erach upon hegdish, as long as they're over 30 days old, I have to pay. What the Torah says, I have to pay. But they're missing two out of the four. Avoloi noidrin v'loi marichin. If they say the value of so-and-so I have to give to hegdish, no, you're too young. And if they say the erachin of so-and-so, we don't say you have to pay according to the scale of erachin. And they she'ein behem das, they don't have enough das to be able to say that their neder is chal, that it takes effect. Weiter, says the Mishnah, pachas yibem chaydish, a baby that's less than 30 days old. Nidar, if you say the value of this baby, you have to give that money to Hegdish. A baby less than 30 days old has value. Avalei nerech, what do you say? The erichin of this baby, then there's no erichin. Erichin starts only from 30 days and up. Obviously, the Mishnah doesn't have to tell us that if a pachas yibem chaydish makes a neder, it's not chal, or makes an erichin, it's not chal, because a pachas yibem chaydish baby is not making erichin, is not making nedarim. He just cries and smiles sometimes. Okay, so quickly chazring over our Mishnah. We said anyone can say the erich of so-and-so, or anyone can become the subject of erichin. Anyone who says the erich of so-and-so, or the erich of himself, he has to pay that amount according to the scale in the Torah. And on anyone, you can say the erich of him, I have to give. That comes to include someone who's 13 years old and a day, even though he doesn't have all the simanim yet of a gadol. Anyone can make a neder, the value of so-and-so, I want to give to Hegdish, or anyone can become the subject of that neder. It doesn't make a difference on whom. The value of him, I have to give to Hegdish. Like we learned later, it would include even a baby less than 30 days old. And this halacha that all four things apply, the four things are, I promise the value, or I promise to give the erichin of so-on, or someone says on me, my value to Hegdish or my erichin, is applied to Kehanim, Leviim, Yisraelim, Noshim, and Avadim. Some of the Safik, Zachar, Safik, Nekeva, Tumtum, and Anderaginis, they have three out of the four. They can promise the value of so-and-so, the value of something to Hegdish. They can become the subject of an Eder. If someone says upon them, the value of the Tumtum and the Anderaginis should go to Hegdish, you would have to pay it. They can say the Erech of so-and-so. They have to pay, but you can't say on them the erech of the tumtum and the anderaginus you have to give to Hegdish. It's only a zacher vaday and an akeva vaday. And finally, we learned in the Mishnah that a deaf mute, someone who doesn't have das, or a katan, can be the subject of nidarin and erech. And that means to say, I can say on them their value to Hegdish, or their erech to Hegdish, but they cannot make a neder. They can't say, oh, the value of so-and-so I have to give, or the erich of so-and-so I'm going to give, because they don't have enough das, and therefore their neder is not chal. And finally, the Mishnah concluded that a pachas yibem chaydish, who obviously can't make a neder, no baby less than 30 days old ever even tried, but pachas yibem chaydish nidr, if you say on the baby, the value of this baby goes to Hegdish, he has to give it, it has value, of a leinerich. If you say the erichin of a baby less than 30 days old, there is no erichin, because the Torah says, Beferish, the scale of Erichin starts only from 30 days and up.